7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Okay. Make some weird noises. And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of Super Owl Finding Detective. His name is Tobe. He's going to find all the owls today. Where could they be? Yes, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm standing in the lawn of the creek, gazing into trees. Because I gotta find some owls. I love the owls so much. Let's get under the canopy. We've got some moderate weather today. It's a little too hot, but it's well overcast. And we've got a little bit of a breeze. And so, okay, I hear bird chatter over there. We've got a little bit of a breeze, so we can come outside for a little while today. I see cardinals. There's red birds flying around. Over here to my left somewhere, I hear chattery, sort of angry grackles, and I can see them flying around. Okay, is there an owl on that branch or in that tree somewhere? What are they so excited about? Okay, I'm looking around, looking up, looking around. Okay, I hear yappy chappy birds, but I don't see anything that they might be. Oh, yep, there you go, he moved, he's flying my way. Oh, hello little buddy. Yes, here he is. Hi, hello, it's nice to see you again, my owly friend. Okay, yeah, he must have heard me talking, wondered what was happening. And so I heard birds start chirping, I heard branches moving, and he flew. He flew about 20, 25 meters over here to a branch on a tree that's right in front of me. And as you can tell, that has pissed off a lot of other little birds. Yappity-chappity, rap-chap-chap, rap-tap-tap-chap. And so he keeps looking at me, and then he looks around at all the other birds. Hello! Okay. Oh, and he flew. I was just going to start trying to get a camera ready. He jumped off that bridge, or that branch, and he flew across the creek. Hi, I can still see you. You can still see me. We're all buddies. Yeah, but now I can't get a photo. So, yeah, he's across the creek on one of the trees that's, right on the edge of the cliff. And he's above ground level a good, 6 meters. So he's above the creek by at least, he's well above the creek. Okay, we got golfers on the golf course. It is kind of humid today. I'm going to start making my way down into the creek so that I can look for golf balls real quick. And then we're probably going to have to bail out of here. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be out. It's humid. It did rain a little bit yesterday. And it's supposed to rain some more today, off and on. So, okay, let's get down. I am down in here. I'm down in the creek. There's a golf ball right here. It's a white golf ball of no interest to me. Let's walk up to the water's edge. I see some white ball in the mud over there. Ball in. Holy crap. I wonder if my owl buddy is in danger. Hi, buddy. Look out for golf balls. Yeah, He's right above me. Oh, he hopped. He jumped over to another branch. Hey, you're my friend. Yeah, he's not even looking at me anymore. He's just looking around. He's doing neck bobs, neck twists. Oh, now he's looking at me again. Hello. Yes, look at you. I might have to try. Oh, damn it. He's okay. I'm trying to get the camera out to get a picture of this guy, but he keeps hopping around. And now he has moved up to a branch that's behind some other leaves and stuff. Oh, and he moved. We got golfers looking for golf balls. And we got a golfer right below. Oh my God, there's another one. We got two owls. Now we got an owl over there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a picture of this guy, because that guy is about to get spooked by this golf cart. Yep. Okay, he just jumped up and went higher. He's now walking up a tree, flapping his wings. Holy, what the hell? Okay, where's this other guy? Where's this other guy? All right, we got birds freaking out. The other guy I saw, the other big owl. All right, I hear angry birds. Where is he? I thought he was in this big tree. They went high because we got a couple of really crappy golfers on the golf course that just drove their balls over here. And so now they're driving their gas-powered putt-putt, loud-ass, noise-making golf cart on the side of the creek, spooking all my owl buddies. Where is he? Oh, is that him up there? Okay, I think I see the other guy, but he's... hiding. Wait... There he goes. Did he just leave the tree? He might have just... Well, now I'm not sure. He might have just flown over to the other... He might have just flown over to a tree on the golf course. Maybe not. What about our other little guy? Where is he, still over here? Where's my owls? Yay! I considered not coming down here today, only because, you know, it's too hot, and I figured it would be too humid, and I'm right, it's too humid, and I didn't sleep well because it's too humid, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, okay, well, we're just going to sit around and do some synth stuff today. Because I thought of a weird synth thing last night, after the big police chase. No, I was not involved. I was not a participant in the police chase. I was just sitting in my regular spot. Oh, looks at this big owl poop. Big owl poops. Owls have been around here. Oh, wait, we know that because we've already seen them. Yeah, so last night, 40 minutes after midnight, I could hear sirens. And I thought, yeah, well, it's Friday night. I should be hearing some sirens, right? And I thought, yeah, it's probably those people up the street that have to call emergency services every couple of weeks. Somebody there has some health issues and requires an ambulance quite often. All right, I want to check this one golf ball in the mud over here, but nope. Regular golf ball, nothing special. Oh, here's a yellow golf ball up here. Oh, soft, soft mud. Okay, right here under the picnic table dam, what do we got? Stirring it with my stick. Nothing. Just a Titleist. Yeah, yeah, birds. So I was listening to the sirens, and they were kind of far away. I was thinking, oh, it must be 90th Street. And it kept going for a while. And then I realized I wasn't hearing fire truck. You know, normally when you hear the emergency vehicles, you've got cops, an ambulance, and a fire truck coming, right? I could not hear any ambulance or fire truck engine noises. And I thought, this is unusual, this is just cops. Where's that other owl? I cannot actually see the other owl, he's too high. He's too high up in the tree. All right, so, am I gonna bail? There's no golf balls. I don't think we're gonna be able to make it downstream, but let's go take a look, just in case. So yeah, I realized that, oh, I'm not hearing fire truck. I'm not hearing ambulance. I'm only hearing police cars. Huh. And then I realized that, wow, this, you know, when a cop runs his sirens, it's not usually for very long, you know. It's, you know, boo, boo, pull your ass over, right? But no, this kept going for a while. Okay, now this is weird. And then it started getting a little bit louder. And I thought, oh, yeah, they're probably coming up the street, probably going to have cops flying by here in a minute. And the sirens were getting closer. I could hear them getting closer. Wait. I smell fox. Looking around. Yeah. Yeah, I'm back up on the bank and I'm kind of by the ravine. Let's go over here and check. Geez, I could have a fox watching me right now and I would never be able to see it. It's so green, it's so leafy. Alright, I'm sort of standing in the spot where I like to climb down into the creek so we can walk through the creek so we can go do other stuff. And I don't want to do this today. Starting to get uncomfortable. We need to bail out of here. What was that? Looking above me, is there a birdie up here? Yeah, did you hear that? That's our owl. Whoop, 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 whoop. That was him. Where is he? That was our little guy. I think we're gonna call. See, there's two owls that we run into the most. There's the big one that we call Dr. or Mr. Hoot. Ooh, there's a little fungus on the stick. Hi, little fungus. And then there's the slightly smaller one, which I might now have to start referring to as Mini Hoot. What about Baby Hoot, Tobe? Don't you usually... Okay, no, we don't do Baby and Hoot together. We save Baby for Chops. Baby Chops. Okay, we got... All right, I'm climbing out of here. So, I noticed that the police sirens were coming closer. I thought, yay, maybe we'll get some action. And then I started noticing that they were going away from me. And I thought, okay, that's weird that cops have changed direction. Oh, if they're changing direction, this is some kind of chase. And so, yeah, this went on for about another 8 or 9 minutes. With the cops getting close. I think they came down this street by the creek, and I think they went up the cross street by me, but they didn't actually come down my street. And this is all just me listening. Listening to wacky cop siren sounds. All right. So that was fun. Had some cop action. Alright, I'm back up on the lawn, the edge of the creek, and I'm just sort of patrolling by this, geez, this giant mulberry tree, which has got ripe mulberries on it. I'm looking back through, trying to, I can't see Jack anymore. Before it leafs up, you can see through here. But oh, I was thinking I could see my owl buddy, but no. All right. Okay, so now what do we got to do? Well, now we got to do some synth stuff. Because it was right after or during that police chase that I had this idea for doing a weird synth thing. So let's get those synths turned on. Yeah, make some wacky noises. Woohoo! Okay, synths are on. We've got all kinds of wacky sounds that we can make. Yay. But none of these wacky sounds are the wacky sound that I thought of last night. And now I'm going to try to demonstrate that. Is this all hooked up still? Is it still working? Okay, yeah. We're going to find out. Basically, the idea that I came up with was... Let's see if I can explain this. What if I run the output of the function generator into one of the more interesting functions of the runaway oscillator? Is the runaway oscillator on? Yeah, okay. Runaway oscillator. Sounds cool. And so... I thought, okay, we run the function generator into this weird thing of the oscillator. And the weird thing is sort of a tuning thing. And I thought, well, then if we turn all these other knobs down, we could get something weird. But how do I make it go? Oh, yeah, we have to trigger the function generator. So what do? We run a cable from the function generator to Florian, who has a trigger, and now we can press the button on Florian, and it will trigger the function generator, and the function generator will feed the runaway oscillator, and it sounds something like this. And you can't really hear that. Okay, I'm going to turn the gain up and do it again. Yeah, that's it. That's all it does. It sort of does this going up-y thing, and then it comes back down. And I can adjust that through the function generator. And then I also realized that another thing we could do, and this might be fun, because the function generator has an end-of-cycle trigger, what if we take that and we plug that back into Florian's trigger input? So, we've got... some feedback here going, right? So if we trigger Florian, that should trigger the function generator, which will sound the oscillator, which when that ends, the function generator will then trigger Florian, which will trigger the function generator again, and it'll go back and forth, and oh my goodness, will it really work? Let's find out. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Yep, and it's working. And so now this is just going to loop itself. And there's nothing to stop. I can't push stop. This isn't a sequencer. This is one of my little generative tricks. You trigger something, and then you use that something to trigger the thing that triggered the something to begin with. Thank you. okay, yeah, this is fun and all, but that, that's not very musical. We can't control this in any way. We can't even stop it. Well, we can stop it by pulling out this cable. It'll run through the cycle one more time, and then it'll just hold. It's lovely. Yeah, and so that's my big synth trick for today. Super thrilling, I know. But this is how you do generative synthesis type of stuff. You gotta plug stuff into other stuff and then plug it into the thing that you originally plugged it into. because that's a thing. So what the hell else are we gonna do? I don't know. What are we going to do with this thing? Manual trigger. Super synthy. I don't know. I don't know what the hell we're going to do with that particular thing. Maybe we can use it for something. I don't know what, but we can. That was the most interesting thing. There's also, we can also do this. Almost deafening. We can almost also do this. Tell. I'm plugging the function generator into various into other various functions of this oscillator. Now here's some cross frequency modulation sweep. Oh my goodness. Let's do that one again. And now let's plug in the extra cable, make it loop itself. Cool. Okay, now let's flip the cross modulation switch. Because right now it's cross-frequency modulating up. But now let's go down. Cool. Now let's do all. Here it comes. It's subtle. Oh. Now that's very nice. Let's go back up. Cool. All right. Let's switch over to warp. Okay, that's fun and all, but it's not nearly as good as this. Let's get that going again, too. Thank you. exactly a noiseless switch, is it? Yeah, okay, the switches that sort of flip the functionality in some of these parameters, these are not silent switches. Ugh, okay, that's fine, that's cool, doesn't make no never mind to me. Oh, we do it synth now. It occurs to me that it wouldn't take a whole hell of a lot. This is almost a generative patch ready to roll. What else do I need to do to this? Okay, all we need to do now is to grab some LFOs and attenuate them, but I need like two LFOs. I only got one attenuate. Well, no, we can, Should we try to set this up really quick? Yeah, okay, hold on a second. Okay, we grab a cable, we plug in little cable to the LFO to the attenuator, then the output of the attenuator into, oh, who cares? Which one do we want to go into? We'll go into the lemon twist. Okay, so we got the thing. And it is cycling. Now I'm going to bring up the LFO on the twist. There we go. That's a little much. That's full blast. But if we bring it down... Okay, that's interesting. Let's throw that into the spread instead. You can barely hear it. Let's turn up the LFO. Not a lot of effect. Let's go into the warp. Uh-oh. Now it's just crazy. All right. Oh, and I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC. And now it's the end of the line. The end of the line for me.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And I'm out of here. Bye, bye, bye.